Welcome to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to the Astro Hour. I'm your host, Zach Going. I go to Tufts, but also I live in Medford, interestingly enough. I'm sitting here with two guests. One of them has been on the show before, Sean Freeman. Say hi, Sean.
Hi, guys.
Yes, good. I'm glad you didn't do that stupid thing where you say, hi, Sean. You know,
wow,
because I said,
oh,
I was just gonna do that.
Exactly. And also Chris Del Russo, who is one of my friends from high school when I was a freshman and he was a senior, but then for some reason he just stuck around and now I still know him, which doesn't really make any sense.
He was also your coach.
That's true. He's also my coach.
That hurt my feelings.
What? I mean, like through interesting scenarios that, okay,
around.
So it sounds bad, but
get the message.
I meant to be kind of like playful with that, and it ended up not being playful whatsoever.
That wasn't funny.
That was kind of mean. We're gonna play some music today, and we're also gonna talk. We're gonna figure out some segments.
You think
we haven't? Yes, the you think segment will maybe be coming up soon.
I stole that.
From what?
From a podcast called Pardon My Take. You should all listen to it. It's fantastic.
Okay. It's just fantastic.
I've just started listening to podcasts, and I really want to work podcasts into like the way I talk,
but I don't know how. We should start a podcast, you and I.
I mean, I think totally depends on...
I mean, Sean, you can feel free to, too.
I think it totally depends on how well this show goes, and so far, it's
a
whole...
Right now.
Yeah, so far, it's a whole lot of nothing and a whole lot of breaking on my part, so that's not exactly the best. We're going to read some Donald Trump tweets. We're going to read some fake Donald Trump tweets. It's going to be great, but as of right now...
I'm going to read some of Zach's tweets, too. They're inactive.
I'm pretty sure all of my tweets are retweets about articles about Hillary Clinton. I'm almost certain. Or the majority of them. Or retweets of Donald Trump tweets because they're ridiculous. But as of right now, we are going to go into a new song by one of the bands that Chris and I first bonded over together when I was an angsty freshman in high school and he was an angsty senior in high school.
Now we're angsty. I'm an angsty post-grad and he's an angsty sophomore.
Sophomore.
By the way, that's Zagoing. @Zagoing is his Twitter handle. If anyone wants to follow.
@Zagoing.
Zagoing.
I usually pronounce it Zagoing, but yes, Zagoing. Follow me on Twitter. Here's "Bored to Death" by Blink-182.
So that was "Bored to Death" by Blink-182. apparently we're suffering from some technical difficulties at the moment. That was classic Mark Hoppus, though. Really,
they should be proud of that.
one of their better works.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to call operations while you guys...
Stall.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, if you can't see me right now because we're on the radio... But I'm doing a little can-can, and it's wonderful. It's going to be huge.
I'm actually just going to try to replay the song and see what happens.
Maybe we'll just...
Why don't we put that to the back of the lineup and see if another song works? That,
yeah, maybe. Well, we're not getting that weird hum right now. Or at least I really hope we aren't.
That was like such a weird noise.
That was such a weird noise.
It was a hum and like a wubble, 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 wubble.
Man, Travis Barker's really gotten bad at the drums now.
Yeah. So let's... Oh, I think it's because I put up the wrong mic. Let's see.
That might have.
Yeah, I think I accidentally put on the web/Skype thing. And I guess that's just...
Who do we have as a Skype guest today?
Background noise. We don't have a Skype guest today. Instead, we have Blink-182 with "Bored to Death."
Rescuing a nightmare from a dream. The voices in my head are always screaming.
is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball or Mr. Curtis Blow. Take the girl to see Tiny play against Earl the Pearl, and Will Bingo and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King, and number 33, my man Kareem, is the center of my starting team. Now these players could never be beat. Isaiah and Iceman too, just give them the ball and then you talk up too. Bentley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dow Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha ho, here I go. Face. Watch me. Deal, deal. Check me, man. Oh. Get on down. Oh, yeah, I like this basketball. D-up, now here I go in your face. Swish. Oh, yeah. To the hoop, y'all. It's basketball. Tell me, were you in the joint? The night Wolf scored 100 points. Or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of fact. Or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream. Or when Willis Reed stood so tall, playing deep with desire. Yes, basketball. A lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Man, did you see that boy Pearl the other night take that thing up at Ewing's face?
Yeah, he's bad, but I like Michael Jordan, man.
Oh, y'all remember the old days, though? The old days of the record with Dr. J used to take the whole team, bro.
Oh, man, he's still doing it.
Burn him. I saw him burn Cassie Russell one night, man. It was embarrassing.
Hey, y'all see Bernard King, man?
Oh, Bernard King is my man. I like the Knicks. Knicks play ball, man.
Oh, they can play ball. Bill Russell was the man.
Yeah, but Will used to take him, man. Will.
Man, when Russell had the championship ring, Will just had them points. That's all he ever had.
That was Basketball by Curtis Blow, a song that is a lot longer than I originally thought it would be, preceded by Bored to Death by Blink-182.
Blink-182 just released their first album since 2011 today, and if you're looking at the iTunes chart, it's number one, which is surprising.
Yes, because I'm certain everyone checks the iTunes chart.
Hey, shut up.
You're into the you like the iTunes chart right now because Blink-182 is at the top.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I'm going to keep it that way. So, even though Matt Skiba is no Tom DeLong.
So I disagree. But like
I like Skiba.
I like him a lot.
Tom DeLong is
better.
Tom DeLong.
Like,
he's out there chasing aliens and searching for UFOs and working with top secret government officials.
For those of you who don't know, Tom DeLong is the previous lead guitarist of Blink-182 and founding member of Blink-182.
And the best member of Blink-182.
And he's recently been kicked out of the band or left the band. It's
depending on whose story you're listening to.
A band of only three people anyway. You know, it really was just like him and Mark towards the end. Yes, Mother, I do know that Blink played on Good Morning America today.
Is your mom
my
listening?
My mom just texted me that.
Is your mom listening to us?
Yes, she is.
Time is going.
That'd be weird if she wasn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense.
Mother's intuition, dude. Hi, Mrs. Going.
She's probably about to text me, hi.
What were we talking about?
Tom. We were talking about Tom. Yeah. Who's a very, very well-known UFO truther.
He wrote a song called Aliens Exist back in 99. So,
yeah, he's very big into the UFO thing. And just all kind of those weird ancient alien type things. Like, I remember there was a documentary that came out about one of his other bands, Angels and Airwaves, and one of the bandmates was talking about how Tom is like a normal person, but then sometimes he'll just start talking about how he knows where Atlantis is. And Tom cuts in and goes, the lost city of Atlantis is exactly 3 miles southwest off of the island of, like, Sardinia. You know?
Has a crazy thing.
And he's totally convinced.
Anyone checked there?
Probably not.
Well, listen,
I'm not
sure.
That's why it's still the lost city.
It's, yeah. Who
could be
the found city of Atlantis.
The man could be right, but we're just not looking.
Yeah, those UFO truthers are interesting people to me. Like, I believe in the concept of aliens. This being Astro Hour, it's probably good to talk about.
If there are any listeners still left out there, thank you. Yeah. This will get better.
I was actually
there are seven still.
Nice. Sweet.
I watched some TED Talk on like how we're gonna go to Mars in 2020 or something like that. It was like
it's a load of BS.
We just lost one.
Like companies. Oh, we lost one.
Yeah.
Quick, talk about something interesting.
quick, put a song on.
Talk about something interesting that's not Mars. Mars is the most interesting thing to me. Well, space is the most interesting. But no, like, there were a few articles, me being the Hillary Clinton fan that I am, about her being one of the most friendly candidate to UFO truthers.
Oh,
because she's the only one that actually has a stance on releasing UFO files.
Me and Anthony saw that. It was some tweet that some guy was just like, well, I'm voting for Hillary because I want to find out about these UFOs. And then he sent a link to where she was talking about how she'll release the UFOs.
It's like a throwaway thing that she like said once, but it's like,
yeah.
Like, I just think it's the silliest thing, like, imaginable that people actually believe that the government is holding, like, the truth about aliens as if, like,
well, they are.
That's something that they could hide from us, you know? Like,
you mean are hiding from us?
Yeah.
What do you mean could?
I mean, people are going to be calling me, like, a propagandist for this, you know? But yeah, I'm pretty sure the government isn't hiding proof that aliens exist from
they
us.
They have you fooled, my friend.
Yeah. So Donald Trump tweets, or more so fake Donald Trump tweets. So this one guy on Twitter, @DungeonsDonald, if you want to find it, has been taking Donald Trump tweets and turning them into Dungeons and Dragons related tweets. So, for example, why would D&D players want Crooked Hillary as their dungeon master? She will destroy them, ... with bugbears. Yeah, you know, and they'll just edit these pictures of Donald Trump holding, like, the Dungeon Master's Guide.
For those of you listening at home, this is thrilling.
Yes, this is a picture of Donald Trump holding a Dungeon Master's Guide, or him and Mike Tyson splitting an advanced D&D player's handbook, or Donald Trump on a golf cart sword fighting with somebody. You know, it's just really entertaining, and I find it fascinating that they've been able to kind of capture his voice so well. For example, let me find a good one. I understand fantasy. Maybe better than anybody ever. Someone said I'm the R.A. Salvatore of 140 characters. Like, it's just brilliant. Are you guys just watching, looking at Donald Trump tweets now?
Yeah.
Are real ones or at Dungeons Donald?
No, Dungeons.
At Dungeons Donald. Donald Trump tweets are funny as they are, you know? As funny as they are, terrifying.
Mm.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yes. There are a lot. There are a lot of just these parody Donald Trump accounts out there because people have just found his style so interesting.
He's a walking, talking parody machine. You can take anything he says and flip it to make it, you know, sound as ridiculous as he's making it sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, like, his diction level being at, you know, the level of a third grader, so people have analyzed, like...
I know words, I have the best words.
He has the best words. He went to school. He has the best words because he went to school.
Yeah.
All right, I think we should kick it off with a little more music. You guys into that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here is a song that many people love, followed by a song that many different people love. Here is Hey Ya by Outkast. Yes.
The issue on the table. France is on the verge of war with England. Now, do we provide aid and troops to our French allies, or do we stay out of it? Remember, my decision on this matter is not subject to congressional approval. The only person you have to convince is me. Secretary Jefferson, you have the floor, sir.
When we were on death's door, when we were needy, we made a promise. We signed a treaty. We needed money and guns and half a chance. Who provided those funds?
France.
In return, they didn't ask for land. Only a promise that we'd lend a hand and stand with them if they fought against oppressors. And revolution is messy, but now is the time to stand. Stand with our brothers as they fight against tyranny. I know that Alexander Hamilton is here, and he would rather not have this debate. I'll remind you that he is not Secretary of State. He knows nothing of loyalty. Smells like new money, dresses like fake royalty. Desperate to rise above his station, everything he does betrays the ideals of our nation. Hey, and if you don't know, now you know, Mr. President.
Thank you, Secretary Jefferson. Secretary Hamilton, your response.
Come on.
You must be out of your goddamn mind if you think the president is gonna bring the nation to the brink of meddling in the middle of a military mess, a game of chess where France is queen and kingless. Who signed a treaty with a king whose head is now in a basket? Would you like to take it out and ask it? Or should we honor our treaty King Louis' head? Do whatever you want. I'm super dead.
That's enough. Bullshit. Enough. Hamilton is right.
Mr. President.
We're too fragile to start another fight.
But, sir, do we not fight for freedom?
Sure, when the French figure out who's gonna lead them.
The people are leading.
The people are rioting. There's a difference. Frankly, it's a little disquieting. You would let your ideals blind you to reality. Hamilton,
sir.
Draft a statement of neutrality.
Did you forget Lafayette?
What?
Have you an ounce of regret? You accumulate debt, you accumulate power, yet in their hour of need, you forget.
Lafayette's a smart man, he'll be fine. And before he was your friend, he was mine. If we try to fight in every revolution in the world, we never stop. Where do we draw the line?
So quick-witted.
Alas, I admit it.
I bet you were quite a lawyer.
My defendants got acquitted.
Yeah. Well, someone ought to remind you.
What?
You're nothing without Washington behind you.
Hamilton.
Daddy's.
That was Cabinet Battle 2 from the hit show Hamilton, Because I'm Garbage. Preceded by Hey Ya by Outkast. And oh, hey, looks like we've got a visitor at the door. Yes, come in, sir.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Man. That was amazing.
It's so cool. Obama wow. Just walked in the door.
Walked in, like, just walked out.
Yeah.
Just right out.
Bye, sir.
Bye-bye.
He brought a band with him. Did you hear that?
Four more years. I'm pretty sure that. No, I'm pretty sure that's just the glow. The presidential natural, glow. Yeah.
Who's the other guy? Why did he come in with him?
Don't worry about him. He's just the vice president.
That was Joe Biden.
That was Joe Biden.
President Obama and Joe Biden, everybody.
Yes.
Special guest for today.
Lend a hand. God.
So, Zach, just like you asked me to during the last song, how was your trip to California these past 2 weeks?
Okay, so that's a little misleading because you said, why don't you talk about that?
And then I go, no such
thing. I'm not just going to talk about it.
I said no such thing. You said you can ask me.
Yeah, I said you can ask me.
Because you seemed as if you were pleading me to ask you.
I don't know if pleading is the right, because I don't really have anything specific to talk about. I went to Disneyland. That was fun, you know. Have either of you guys been before?
California?
Nope. Yes.
No,
I've never been. I haven't.
To the state of which Blink-182 has named, is their sixth album or their seventh?
God help me, I don't know. Probably
I think it's their seventh. I want to say they're seventh.
Let me see. I can
the
check.
The new Blink-182 album is named California, folks.
California.
Nice.
So, yeah, seventh. Counting neighborhoods.
Yes. Neighborhoods counts. It's a great album.
I don't have it on my phone. That's why I was checking my discography because I'm such a fan that I have every album they've
except
ever put out.
Except for their, up until today, most recent album.
I have that.
I thought you said you don't have Neighborhoods.
Up
until today, what was their most recent album?
Yeah, well, I have it on CD because I'm a loser who likes to have CDs.
And inconsistent.
Yep.
And well, childish.
My laptop died, so I haven't been able to put my CDs onto my phone.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
See, the one thing I really don't like about my computer, which is right here, folks, just sitting right in front of me, it looks like a computer.
Dude, don't talk to it like that. You're gonna hurt its feelings. He doesn't mean
this. It doesn't have a CD drive. I'm like, that's kind of useful because it has like no moving parts in it. But also, I kind of want to be able to rip CDs. Like, it kind of makes me sad.
You can buy an adapter if you're willing.
Yeah, you can buy an external one for like $80. But like, I'm gonna spend $80, and like you have to like lug it around when. I don't know.
How much extra is it to get a computer with it in it?
Apple doesn't sell laptops with CD drives anymore. Actually, I'm pretty sure some of the new like iMacs don't even have CD drives. It's weird. Yeah, they're like totally committed to like no moving parts in any of their products, which is kind of cool. But
that's kind of lame. If I want to watch a movie on my,
then you get Netflix, or you buy an external thing.
But Netflix doesn't have everything.
That's true. Netflix doesn't have anything. Amazon Netflix Instant Video.
Speaking of Netflix, can we talk about how wonderful Bo Burnham's Make Happy special is?
It's amazing.
Zach and I saw it in person back in November?
November, yeah.
November. It was amazing then, and if you haven't seen it, go watch. It's Bo Burnham. He's the comedian. He's from Massachusetts. It's called Make Happy. It's fantastic.
It is actually really good. Bo Burnham has this really cool tendency of kind of blending the line between like comedy and performance art really, really well. And he has like these really like well choreographed like themes running through the show. Like, it's brilliant. And it's kind of like melancholy and hilarious at the same time. It's brilliant.
It's really, really
good. It's not as great as like John Mulaney, but.
Well, I beg to differ.
Well, I mean, like, it's not as funny as John Mulaney.
I love John Mulaney, but I think Make Happy is
one of
the best.
Heard the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Yeah, you haven't heard the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Well, I fell asleep during his latest Netflix special. So.
Oh, the Comeback Kid with Bill Clinton? Ugh. So good. So good.
You know what else is so good?
The Rest to Get Better by Transit off of their album Joyride.
Transit recently broke up and it broke my heart.
I'm sorry, bud.
But I went to their last show. I got jumped on by someone from off stage. They stage dove, landed straight on my face and broke my glasses. Greatest night of my life.
Yeah. That's why I don't mosh anymore, is because one of my only moshing experience, my glasses fell off. And I got kicked in the face, and it was... Well, I got kicked in the face, and my glasses fell off because of the kick to the face.
Oh. Listen, someone's butt landed directly on my face and, like, broke my glasses, and it was still great. And I loved it. Not the butt in my face
It should also be noted that you're approximately, like, 50 pounds bigger than me and can, like, take a lot more than I can, physically.
It's all muscle.
But, like, even if it wasn't, though, like, it's really hard to hurt someone who's even marginally bigger than you. Like, so having that extra, like, 30 to 50 pounds is probably, like, really useful to you.
That it is.
In a moshing situation. So here is this song by Transit. Enjoy.
Between the cold sheets, maybe, maybe,
That was Lit with My Own Worst Enemy, preceded by
Rest to Get Better
by Transit. I apologize, dear readers, for that heavy amount of angst that was just expressed here today.
I got a lot of feelings I gotta get out.
It's so interesting how there is this like genre of music that is just so heavily identifiable with angst, and
not just angst, like straight white male angst.
Yeah, like it's very like specific in the time.
Angry,
in like the type of
angry,
people that identify
white
with
male
it.
Angst.
Yeah, I mean, not to say that there's much wrong with that, but it's just like so interesting to me. Like, I remember my Brand New phase in like freshman year of high school, sophomore year of high school.
That was a phase?
We're supposed to listen to Brand New?
We're supposed to not listen to Brand New?
I really thought Brand New was like the deepest thing possible. I said this to a group of people at school once. I was like, I used to think Brand New was like super deep, and then I realized they just hated women. And I thought that was deep at the time, but in reality I was like, oh no, they just hate women.
It burned so many times.
Yeah, man. like some of their songs are legitimately just like it's so obvious they have like a female that they're writing to, and they're just like, I hate you so much.
Hey, listen, there are so many like those angsty pop punk bands from the early 2000s mm-hmm. making comebacks. I don't know if you heard Sum 41 had a new song out called Fake My Own Death, because that seems pleasant.
Yeah, I did hear about this.
And Good Charlotte is coming out with an album.
Really?
Good Charlotte? Who asked for a Good Charlotte reunion?
Good Charlotte?
That was actually me. I asked them a while ago.
Sean, you wanted a Good Charlotte reunion?
Yeah, I requested it.
That is specifically Sean Freeman, ladies and gentlemen. If you have anybody to blame for Good Charlotte making a reunion tour, it is Sean Freeman. They have a new album coming out too. Blame Sean Freeman.
It's so weird because these people are also like
40 now.
Yeah, Mark they're not Hoppus, in high school.
Mark you know? Hoppus is 40 something, and he wrote a song in the new album called Teenage Satellites. Like, Mark, you're not in high school anymore, dude. I love the album. It is, you know,
yeah,
it's pretty good. I really, really like it, but
you hesitated.
Well, I was going to say it's not as good as it would have been with Tom DeLonge. I like Matt Skiba, but like, all these like comebacks from like Sum 41, Blink 182, Good Charlotte, Yellow Card is coming out with mm-hmm. an album, I guess. Like all these bands, they're all like in their 30s and 40s, and they're writing songs for like high school kids, and it's just like you have kids of your own. You're writing songs about being teenagers and like jumping over fences into your neighbor's pools. Granted, I don't know if they still do that. That sounds like fun. But that's the songs that they come
also,
up with.
Also, just totally unreflective of my high school experience.
Yeah,
I never
jumped into anybody's pool out over the fence besides my aunt who lived next door.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to be said for... What's interesting to me is that not that these bands are necessarily getting back together right now. I mean, that's interesting. But the fact that all of them broke up, you know, that all of them had like this very small pocket of fame in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, Sum 41
broke up.
Sum 41 didn't break up.
Mm-hmm. They just went on hiatus.
Their lead singer like slipped into alcoholism after Avril Lavigne divorced them, which who would slip into alcoholism after Avril Lavigne divorced?
Avril Lavigne's great. Don't say that.
She married the guy from Nickelback. She's that great. Anyway, like so he slipped into alcoholism, like he almost died. He like mm-hmm. broke discs in his back on a stage in Japan, and they had to take a couple years off, and now he's back, which is great. I mean, good for him for like overcoming the issues with alcohol and for getting healthy, and mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that they're making a comeback, but
I just think it's interesting how like heavily connected to like adolescence all these bands were, and then like once they left, you know, I mean, it's easy to see that Blink 182, like if you listen to their discography and get really into it, like their weakest stuff happens when they're kind of losing touch with their adolescence, you know, like the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket,
which is the greatest album name of all time.
Yeah, the great album name is like pretty much like universally identifies as like their weakest album.
I love know? It. That's one of my favorites. Maybe I'm a contrarian, but I really like Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
I mean, like Enema of the State, like definitely totally captures that like
also
pop
a great,
punk
also a great album
adolescence like feel to it. And then they kind of try to like do it with Take Off Your Pants, like, it's kind of like half-assed almost, like the way they try to do it. And then they kind of mature for Blink-182, their self-titled album after that, in my opinion.
Yeah, they've been great for a while. At least I like them. So
I hate to cut you off, but I do want to play these two songs just to try to do a little bit of a palate cleanse from the amount of angst we just had. Here's 99 and a half by Mavis Staples, probably the furthest thing from Blink-182 I could ever imagine.
Well, I'm running, I'm trying to make 99 and a half, it won't do. I'm running, running for freedom, y'all, 'cause 99 and a half just won't do. Now, if your God won't help you, you better try mine. My God is a freedom God. He'll make a way for you. In a weary land, he'll give you rest when you're tired. Protect you on a danger zone. He'll guide you down a rugged road and bring you out on the bright side. The 21st century. It feels like it's 1960. Broken levees, lying politicians, running through hatred, homeless babies. Freedom now. And he's a merciful God. He has a kingdom, you know, and a city called heaven. 12 gates to that city, 24 elders in the city, 48 angels in the city. The streets are paved with gold. Have you heard of a city? See, I got 99 and a half, but just ain't quite enough. I want to go to that city called heaven. No more crying.
That was Right Action by Franz Ferdinand, preceded by 99.5 by Mavis Staples. Two very un-angsty songs.
There wasn't enough angst in those songs.
Yes, that is very true.
There wasn't any angst in
those
songs.
I'm good without it. TBH.
Sean,
I mean,
Sean, how do you feel?
I feel good. that's my opinion.
Sean, are you excited to go to school? Sean is starting college at UMass Lowell in the next couple months.
I'm very excited. We have orientation pretty soon.
The Riverhawk.
Really? I was going to say, is your orientation soon?
The Riverhawk isn't.
Don't talk bad about the Riverhawk.
It isn't a real
animal. Talk bad about the Riverhawk. Oh, yeah. What's your mascot? A beacon?
Yeah, it was a
lighthouse.
You're
just going to shine some light on
what?
Me? My Riverhawk is
UMass Boston's mascot, where the UMass Boston beacons.
Yeah, it's just a lighthouse.
We are just literally phallic lighthouse.
A glorified lighthouse.
Is that
phallic? We get a Riverhawk.
Is that like supposed to be like. Like the whole one if by land, two if by sea, like Paul Revere.
Probably
type
not.
Thing.
It's probably just they couldn't come up with a better mascot. Yeah.
So not. It's not
think
like.
Of, think of all the mascots in the UMass system. You got the Minutemen. Mm-hmm. You got the Riverhawk. You've got whatever Dartmouth is, the Corsairs or something.
It's I have like no idea.
It's like a pirate thing, I think. And you've got the lighthouses, the beacons.
The beacons.
So who do you think will win in a fight there?
The Riverhawk.
The beacon.
Minuteman.
Nobody's gonna take down a giant lighthouse.
Like I'm not a huge like UMass Amherst fan, but are we about to lose time? You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach Going with Sean Freeman and Chris Del Russo. You guys can make your own exits if you want. Any last words?
Goodbye.
No. There you go.
We're not leaving.
Yeah, we're going to keep talking for another few minutes, but it's
probably
we have
to sign off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this has been productive.
It has.
When's your orientation, Sean?
I think it's July 13th and the 14th.
Okay.
But we've been telling Alex Frankel it's the 18th. It's really funny.
That's terrible.
But, so I hope he's not listening
right now.
But he's fully convinced that we're going on the 18th and 19th.
That's actually awful.
He's mentioned it a few times too, so we know it worked. He's like, yeah, no. Orientation is like the 18th, right? We're like, oh yeah. It's the 18th.
No, we're not gonna do the knock on the door thing.
Oh, hello, Alec Baldwin.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Alec Baldwin.
We
how
can't
are
waste
you?
Our 10 minutes on a PSA. Because...
Thank you, Alec.